Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast. It's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. Acquit. Hit the fingerless glove, don't fit. Get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the club.
What's up, everybody? It's the Legion of Skanks podcast coming to you from our homes and maybe the studio. It is our Zoom show. I'm your host, Big J Okerson. The Skanks are all here. We got Davey Smith.
What's up?
We got the reigning defending Ellis Mania champion, Puerto Rican wrestler, Nick Lewis, Jay Gomez.
What's up, doggy?
I'm just gathering myself.
Take those fucking hardcore dabs, dude.
Yeah. I don't take no shit.
Isn't it fucked up now when you try to smoke regular weed and it does absolutely nothing?
It does almost absolutely nothing.
It's less than smoking a cigarette.
Guys, I love you both.
Yeah.
You have serious drug problems.
No, you do, Dave.
Whatever. All right. I tried.
I'm just trying to get weed in my body more efficiently. That's like the first guy who cooked crack. He was like, there's got to be a more efficient way than snorting this up and cutting up all these lines. It's a whole fucking to-do.
Yeah, snorting that burning guy, my nostrils. It's so different.
Yeah, that guy was a drug addict.
A genius drug addict.
Touche.
Thank you. God, hang on. Go, you guys talk. I'm still coughing.
Jesus, Jesus.
You're fine.
Fucking man up. Did you have a dog in the house? You're trying to fucking be a good dog father too. Is this a good
You got a dog, Jay?
Yeah. Little Dawkins.
Do you like having a dog?
I do in the good times.
His name is Dawkins, and has there been bad times? You've had him for 2 days. What are the bad times?
2.5 days, Lewis. And there's been some bad times.
Already?
No, it's just
caught
it's
him
just,
in bed with Christine.
I don't have a problem with that. I actually like sleeping with the dog. That's a lot of fun. But, and starting to walk her and stuff now. It's good. But just
with the girl named Dawkins?
Yeah.
I hate it. Everything about whatever is going on. Who named the fucking dog? That's me.
Obviously,
me.
Jay.
Me, dummy.
That Brian Dawkins. He was the best safety the Eagles ever had.
Jay and Christine, they're not dog people.
Christine is.
She looks like a dog person there.
Yeah, Christine is. For
no,
sure.
That's the dog, Jay.
Good one, dude.
Hell yeah. No, you're not dog people. Neither of you are dog people. You guys wanted a cat up until a few months ago. They were trying to get cats. It was a whole thing on the show. We talked about it. They applied for cats.
Yeah.
So then
did we?
Then they became dog people.
I guess that's how boring it was.
Yeah. And now they gave their female dog a male dog's name. And that's making me furious, too, because Jay's so little of a dog person. He had that name picked out for his dog, whether it was going to be a girl or a boy.
For we were looking around to see who Dawkins was going to be.
It's fucking that's a very Jay move.
Yeah. Jay just wanted to call something Dawkins. And he's like, I guess a pet, because Christine wouldn't agree to rename herself.
He called her Dawkins for months.
Anyway, like,
we have to do something about
it. I go, Christine, you're going to be Dawkins if we don't find a Dawkins.
But yes, instead of like, here's what a dog person would do, Jay. Mm-hmm. A dog person would meet their dog.
Right.
And they would go, I love this dog. And then they would go, what is this dog's like personality? What is this dog going to be named? We have to like name it its name. And then you'd say a bunch of, you'd say 100 names. And then eventually you guys would both say it. Or one of you would say it. You would look at each other and go, oh my God, that's it.
Dawkins.
That's our dog. Dawkins.
Yeah. I get Lewis's point. But in Jay's defense, Brian Dawkins, he made big plays.
He made big plays. No, I also looked for a dog that would kind of fit Dawkins. You know what I mean?
Can we start calling him Dogkins?
Sure.
And can we start calling him a him?
No, that's weird. I don't want a non-binary dog.
Fucking.
He's they, them.
So why, what are the bad times so far, Jay?
Just the obvious stuff. Like, I've already stepped in piss with two pairs of socks.
Does he, has he lost in the conference finals 3 years in a row?
Damn. No. But he doesn't curse. She doesn't curse, which is pretty great. Just like real Brian Dawkins. She's very religious.
Oh, so she pisses in the house.
Yeah, but she did. She peed and pooped outside today, which was great. So she's getting there. We fawned over her when she's peed on the pad. I mean, she's 10 weeks old. She's young. So we got to get her trained and stuff. But I'm saying that stuff I do have short patience with. Like, I do. Not so much like freaking out on the dog itself, just kind of like,
For making you get a dog.
No, but more just like, yeah, it's like, but more of my own like self-doubt. I'm like, ah, dude, am I ready for this? But I mean, you know, as you guys know with children also, and Dave, also you being like closest to having like, well, actually having a baby and having a toddler is like you see like how fast the time goes on that kind of stuff. Like the not sleeping shit like sucks and then it's over.
You know, yeah, before you know it, before you know it, they're going on the pad.
Yeah, you know, your kids are going on the pad. You know what I'm saying, Dave? You get what I'm saying, though, right? It's like everything. The bad times, like the bad things, like they just move. They move fast, and then it's like a memory. And when there's just like this puppy's or this dog's running around the house, and just like it's gonna be great. And it's great now. It's been fun, but it is fun.
I don't buy it. I don't buy that you even like this dog slightly.
I don't buy that the dog exists. I think you Googled a dog image and cropped it onto Christine.
No. All right. That's actually a picture of me sitting on Christine's lap just to get the size thing down. But I think what's interesting is we did get the dog on the idea. We said we were looking for a dog that gets to be about like 30 pounds. That's what I'm looking for. Like Ari's dog size. And I'm like, that's perfect. I don't want like a tiny, tiny dog. Cause also when I'm gone, if Christine's got to walk the dog like at night by herself, you know what I mean? You'd like to have a dog that's got some kind of substantial thing. And this one we got, they said it'd be about, they said they think about 30, 35 pounds. And then anyone who's met this dog since or seen the dog is like, dude, are you looking at those paws? This thing's going to be like a fucking beast, like a muscly beast. And I'm like, well, all right, that's fine too.
It's going to be the flying dog from Neverending Story.
This is Falcor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dogs, I think it's half beagle, half Falcor. Yeah, I think Falcor fucked a beagle one time.
Yeah, dude. No,
I do. It's great.
How much patience do you have, Jay? How
little? Very little.
I know you have very little. This is what I'm saying. I know. I remember the one other. What was Noodles? What was the dog's name?
Coconut. Oh, yeah. I forgot about Coconut. I loved that dog. I think I was the only one who loved that dog.
Jay did not want this dog.
No, I didn't.
Within like a day, this dog was like outside on a leash staring in, and Jay was like, no. Fuck you.
I hate you. I hate you so much. I didn't want Coconut from the get-go. And Coconut was a sweet dog when she was sweet. As she got older, too, was also like, I really got along with Coconut very well. But, I mean, Coconut ended up like at my, like the parents of my ex's other kid's father or something.
Yeah, Coconut's a great dog. You should meet her foster parents.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I'm saying. So you said she's pissed in the house a couple times.
And shit on the
carpet. And shit in the house. That's
on the carpet.
On the carpet. Oof. Oy. You only got a couple of those. So like, how long do you have it in you of this dog shitting and pissing in your carpet before you're like, it's over? Because there's a number.
Honest, as long as it takes up to and including 2 weeks.
I mean, what is the number though where you come home every day and you're like, there's another shit on the carpet? It's just every single day there's a breaking point. What do you think the realistic breaking point is?
Here's the issue. I wish we got so excited to show this dog off. What we should have done is we should have shadow owned this dog for a couple months, so then one day I could just leave it in a park if I don't like it.
It's like how a woman shouldn't talk about her pregnancy until she's out of the first trimester.
Yeah, because now we look really bad if I'm like, yo, fuck this, dude. I don't know who's got the patience. I'm going to come and go as I please. This fucker's legs shake when it goes outside. That's enough.
I'm telling you right now.
Understand English, you fucking dog.
But how many days of him do you really think of her?
It's not. It's not days. It's a number that's like, if it happens, there's probably a medical issue. I mean, it'd be a few months. Like in a few months, this dog should like.
If that dog shits in your carpet every day for a few months, Jay, there's no way it makes it a few months.
The odds, though. The odds.
You with your big fucking heavy metal boots smashing shit into your carpet.
That's not even that, dude. I walk around in socks in my apartment, so.
And Jay wears toe socks. Those like toe socks, so you get the shit in them.
Yeah, and get a real good mush on it. Yeah. I mean, the piss, instead, most it's on the hardwood floor, on the carpet. It's been everything. I mean, we got great carpet cleaner stuff, and like, what are you gonna do, man? It's fun. It's like the
pot. Also
with coconut,
he's okay with any of this.
Also with coconut, no, I hated it. She bit me on the arm yesterday when I was not playing with her, and I thought about doing drastic violence. I did.
And if you did, you wouldn't say it on the podcast.
Yeah, right. I certainly didn't give her a crack on the nose. Say no. That's what you think.
I didn't shove her face directly into the pile of piss. Just fucking.
No, I haven't done that yet.
That's what you gotta teach him.
But I've definitely done like, I've done like angry, like, no, you're bad, Dawkins. No, Dawkins.
No, Dawkins.
Would never talk to the real Brian Dawkins that way.
No way. You doggone piece of shit. But also the difference in this one too, like again, coconut was foisted upon me. I came home from a weekend and they were like, we got a dog. Day one, dog, we go out, dog just eats through the wires of my Xbox, I guess it was at the time. It eats through my Xbox wire. And these are like, much broker, if not just considered broke times, that like this dog was destroying stuff that I couldn't like replace right away. You know what I mean? And like, and it was just and no one, like these, they wanted it. Carla wanted the dog and Isabella obviously wanted a dog, but Isabella was young and stuff. Like no one was prepared to take care of the dog. And like, it fell on me a bunch. And I really didn't want the responsibility at the time. This time we got like, we have a crate. We have like, you know what I mean? Like the things you're supposed to do it right. So I know it's nowhere near like that at all. Like I was excited to go pick her up the other day.
All right, Jay, I have a couple things here. I just want to see, we pulled up a quiz to see if you're ready to be a good dog parent.
Okay.
And then also just as a little side quiz.
Yes.
I was wondering if you're even responsible enough to be a dog parent. And I pulled up some foods to see whether or not you think it's okay to feed these foods to your dog.
Okay.
Shit, it's a fence. All you got left, you know, the dog's looking at you, little Dawkins, she's hungry. Mm-hmm. Her stomach's growling. Oh.
Worst case scenario, you learn a few things here. Best case scenario, the state takes your dog away from you.
That's it. It does win-win.
Does a dog's stomach growl or does it like talk like a human? I'm hungry.
Where's Jay Gomez, post. Ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah. What is that post?
No, it's a good joke, dude. If you listen to a hungry dog, it's like, feed me, motherfucker.
Okay. First question, I like it already.
Put your head on a dog's tummy. Let's do the foods first, Bobby, before we do the quiz.
Okay.
Jay, you give me a simple yes or no. Would you feed this to your dog? Okay. And I will say that a few of these foods are toxic and will kill your dog. A few of these dogs are completely safe. Okay. Or foods are completely safe.
Let's do it.
Okay. Bobby, can we get some sort of like background music with like barking? You know, like, what was that?
Where my dog's at.
Okay, oh, yeah, that's a good one. Who let the dogs out?
Oh, I was going to say, where my dog's at. I got to whisper it or Dawkins will flip her shit. Where my dog's
at. You start singing that song at full volume, Dawkins will shit everywhere.
Probably. I've been putting on dog TV for when we leave, which is just music and land.
All right, here we go, Jay. You're at home alone with Dawkins. She's hungry. You don't have many options. You go to that pantry. There's only a few.
Have I already called and screamed at Christine for not being home?
Yes. Okay. Christine's crying right now.
Okay.
She's recommitted right now.
Right. Wherever she's at, Christine, she is falling to pieces because I've ruined her day by calling and saying she should have been here to handle this. Okay. Okay. All right. I'm with you. I disturbed her when she's doing something else.
Dogs in it? I don't hear dogs.
Yeah, because he put on Who Let the Dogs Out and not.
Oh, I see. Where My Dogs Are. Yeah. Well, I was thinking of like the song from Milo Notice that goes, whoa, 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 whoa.
I didn't know that one.
It's a great one. Yeah.
What's it called?
I don't know. I bet you if you found Milo Nota soundtrack, though, it would fucking thump.
It's Arr by
Arr. How do you not like the Zoom shows? The Zoom shows are silly.
Who doesn't like them? Some people tell me they're their favorites.
No, this is just like the main theme song for Bobby. You're dumb.
Jesus effing Christ, Bobby. Could you please know the soundtrack to childhood pet films, please? I mean... Are we paying this guy for something?
Why aren't you just going with the obvious, like 90s rap for whatever reason?
I just said, where are my dogs at? 500 times.
There was a heavy dog theme.
What are you, pissed at me, Bobby?
In 90s gangster rap.
They love dogs.
There was a dog pound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're almost every one of their songs had a dog theme in it.
What is this? What is the game show sound effect?
There we go.
This is Rocky.
No, it's not.
I know, I'm joking.
All right. I mean, I feel like the other song might have been a little better for it, Jay.
Well, Bobby, skip forward to where it hits.
Yeah. Hey, Bobby, can you do the super religious introduction, please?
Bobby, use
God,
a 3-minute cinematic.
Jesus Christ is Lord.
Okay, he's growling. I don't hear any dogs, though.
Lewis, there's no song that's only dogs. You know that, right? It's like an effect.
Guys, I don't know. This sounds a lot like a man.
Oh, there is a dog that sings. Oh, Bobby, bring up the dog that does heavy metal. That's a real thing. I swear to God. Look up the heavy metal dog. He was on America's Got Talent, but I think he's got a whole bunch
of things. I'm just looking for some dog music. Hey,
guys, I hate to rain on the parade here. I'm pretty sure that's DMX. Doesn't sound like a dog at all.
No, guys, you're not hearing me. Dog music performed and written and produced entirely by dogs. I'm looking for the Dr. Dre of dogs. Triple threat.
There is. No, there's also like dogs where they'll take like songs and then they'll take dogs and edit their barks together to create other songs.
Is this a dog metal, Bobby?
Yeah, like this. Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
All right, here we go. This is good.
All right, perfect, okay. Jay. This is kind of what I was looking for.
It's only 31 seconds. Let me
loop it, Bobby. All right, Jay. Food dogs.
Good song, Jay.
Should I or should I not feed?
Hang on. Ruin Christine's day. Me and the dog are together. It's come to a thing.
She's looking at you. She's starving, dude. Her stomach's rumbling.
I
got to
feed this thing. Okay.
Okay. You look in your cabinet. First thing you see a Hershey's chocolate bar.
Nope. Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Chocolate is toxic.
Can we get some sort of like sound effect, like a dog going ding, like a high pitched dog for a ding?
I'm gonna confuse it with the song. Was that I got the question right, or is this sax solo just picking up?
Or like a low pitched bark, like a roof. If it's wrong, that's like a buzzer sound effect.
Bobby, can you sound just a full kennel of straggling dogs in the background?
Bobby, instead of getting sound effects, can we actually get real dogs?
You're gonna have to punch one of them when we need it to make the noise.
Uh-oh. Is Bobby's hair frying? Is Bobby's hair steaming right now?
That was a yes. That was a yes. Oh. All right, what's the no if he gets it wrong, Bobby? Bobby?
You gotta give me a second.
No, Bobby. Have it ready.
Well, Bobby, you should have just went.
Yeah, it's gonna be an angry chihuahua.
All right. Hold on.
Or a happy bark. Like meow. Is he got it right? All right, I'm gonna ask him the next one, Bobby. We're gonna hope this sound effect's ready. All right, ready?
Why the next one? We didn't answer. You didn't tell me the answer to the first one, Lewis.
Oh yeah, chocolate. He it's said toxic. No. He would not give it to the dog, Bobby.
Let's move on. I'm right. You can't give dogs chocolate.
It's the only thing that I know you can't give dogs.
Yeah. The next one might be one I get it wrong.
That was a yes. That was a yes, by the way. All right, the next. Food. You look a little further back, you say, no way, I'm not giving this dog chocolate. That's crazy. It'll kill my dog. But you know what? You know what? I did have tacos yesterday, and I have some avocado left over. There's some slices of avocado left over. This dog looks like his tail's wagging. She's like, row, row, row.
You can give a dog avocado?
Bobby?
Yes.
No, you can't, Bobby. The answer is no. You're supposed to growl. You can't. And Bobby, also cut off your mic. Instead of, I don't want to hear goofy ass Dylan and goofy ass Natalie. Just play the soundtrack.
I thought it was going to be like easy ones too. Like the, I thought you were going to be like, can you give your dog tacos? Like, no.
Bobby, can I just say the yes, if he gets it right, he goes, rawr. And if he gets it wrong, perfect. Exactly. Let's just do that. Let's execute on this bit. I know we can do this.
I'm already.
I got
proud
it. It just took
us.
Me a minute to find the sound.
No, 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 it's okay. We got it now. All right. So Jay, you're 1-for-1 right now. You just killed Dawkins.
1-1. Avocado would kill Dawkins?
Toxic to Dawkins.
Really?
You start pumping his stomach. He pukes up this avocado everywhere. You're like, oh my God. Oh my God, Dawkins. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
I don't like avocado, so I probably wouldn't give it to him.
You start hitting Dawkins in the face for puking on your floor now.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be. Now you add a fucking third. You add a third element onto my floors.
Your brand new white socks. You step into some green avocado puke. You're livid. Now you're not in the mood.
Dookies. That thing's getting punted. It better get muscular.
So now you're like, you know what? Shit, I can't have avocados. Let me go back into the cabinet, right? Mm-hmm. What do you see? Holy shit, you got a banana. A whole banana for Dawkins. Dawkins looks up. He's very, very, very happy. What do you do with this banana, Jay?
I eat it in front of him and grab my dick over my pants.
You put the peel on the floor, yeah, and watch him slip in his own,
yeah,
shit.
I show him, yeah, I dip it in peanut butter and show him how to deep throat.
Can Dawkins have this banana, Jay?
No.
This is one of the safe foods for Dawkins, Jay.
Okay.
This dog is starving right now. You threw
no
that
reason.
Banana out for no reason right now. Yeah. You could have had that banana. It would have been good for his tum-tum.
I hope he shits in your bed.
After that avocado, now you're fucked.
Yeah. Well, probably dead in the morning.
All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank Black Buffalo for supporting today's show. I'll tell you right now, this is a great product that people that like chewing tobacco are really enjoying this. I know Zach uses it daily at this point. Jay, you made the jump over to chewing recently.
I have. I like to spit. I grew up not being able to spit very much. This wells up a nice little batch. I get to be a cowboy for a little bit.
Well, I know you really, with your fingerless gloves and your chain wallet, you also have that can that you keep around your neck as well.
Totally. That's
a spittoon,
right.
Can.
Yeah, my spittoon.
Ting.
It's the best noise ever.
Let me make something very clear, okay? Black Buffalo contains nicotine, and nicotine is an addictive chemical. And we are talking to people who are already using tobacco products who are over the age of 21 years old. You might, if you guys are in the market for dip, this is the dip you want to get. What makes Black Buffalo unique? It is everything you love about dipping, including pharmaceutical-grade nicotine, just without the actual tobacco leaf or the stem. It's actually made of edible green leaves and food-grade ingredients with the same flavors, texture, aroma, pack, and nicotine as traditional tobacco products.
Yeah, if you're someone who's been dipping for a long time, I'm newer to the game. But if you've been doing for a long time, from what I understand, you're not losing anything here. Like it feels exactly like if you were using any other brand that did have tobacco in it. It's pretty amazing.
And yeah, if you have the option, why not use something that doesn't have tobacco in it? You're doing it for the nicotine anyway. You're not doing it for the tobacco.
It's like impossible tobacco.
And they have both long cut and they have pouches, okay? And if you're looking to ditch nicotine and tobacco altogether, you could tap into their nicotine-free options called Zero. That's pretty incredible as well. They have a subscription service, so you get it delivered to you every single month. And it's made in the USA, which, to be honest with you, for our audience, matters for some reason.
Oh, yeah. Guys, I'm proud to be an American. Lewis, read the endorsement. Where at least I...
Black Buffalo's founders looked high and low for tobacco alternatives across the U.S., the U.S. of A., and overseas, but nothing delivered the same satisfaction or high quality they were looking for, so they decided to make their own. They were 2021's Best New Product winner at CSP Awards and C-Store Decisions Hot New Product Award winner for 2021. It really is great, guys. Go fucking check their products out, okay? You've probably had traditional chewing tobacco before. Try Black Buffalo. It is just a better product.
Lewis, listen to this.
Ting. That was real. Ting. Here's the deal. Look, it's 2022. Are you still dipping traditional tobacco or those little white portion things? If so, and you're 21 years old, it's time to get with Black Buffalo. It's everything you love about dipping, just without the actual tobacco leaf or stem. Head to blackbuffalo.com and use the promo code SKANKS at checkout for 25% off your first order. That's the best offer you're going to find, and you have to use that code SKANKS for 25% off. One more time, that is blackbuffalo.com, promo code SKANKS for 25% off.
And okay. I'm sorry, Lewis, what country is it made in?
The U.S. of A.
Yeah. USA.
All right, where were we? So you know what? You say, fuck it. This is crazy. This dog needs to eat something right now. You open up the refrigerator. What do you see? You see some nice Greek yogurt. A big tub of Greek yogurt, Jay. Dawkins looking at you. He doesn't even know. He's confused at this point. He's delirious. All the toxins that you've given this dog already, he's not thinking clearly. What do you do?
Well, see, here's the thing. Yogurt is good bacteria. Now, for a human, it's good bacteria. For a dog, I think we all know, deadly toxic.
Bobby? No, Dawkins could be eating this yogurt all the live long day. It would have really helped his tummy.
Oh, no. I didn't mean like bad toxic. I was saying like Britney Spears toxic. With the taste of Greek yogurt in your mouth. Greek yogurt toxic.
Okay, all right. I'll give you that one. Fine.
Thank you.
All right. So now Dawkins, he's nearly at his deathbed. He's starving right now. He's not eating anything. The only thing he's put into his body right now has been some toxic ass avocado. He's had his stomach pumped. This dog is fucking dying.
I mean,
right
the yogurt would probably save his ass.
It would have, but you didn't
get it. I refused.
You threw it out the window. Holy shit. You know what you have? This should save the day. A big bag of raisins.
No way. Raisins are horrible.
Bobby, finally, you didn't poison your dog.
Finally. And it's got a belly full of raisins now. That thing's going to piss wine.
And then last but not least, the last food. Dawkins on his deathbed. You got to choose wisely here, Jay. Sweet potatoes.
No. Terrible. Terrible for dogs.
Oh, come on, Jay. Dog...
No. Here's the thing I'm saying. He's on his deathbed. I'm going to give him food he likes.
Dog doesn't like sweet potatoes. That would have been one of the major foods you could have given him.
He doesn't like sweet potatoes. It's not a black guy from the South. Relax. You call my dog a black guy from the South, dude?
Jay, you literally almost failed every one of those
foods. Well, here's why we don't.
But what did he got? Jay got two, right?
If you're listening at home, don't worry, everybody. I give it dog food.
That does solve a lot of problems.
Yeah, I wouldn't give it any table food.
Never?
No. I heard you're just really not supposed to do that at all.
I remember one time Sport, we got my aunt like a box of dark chocolates for Christmas. Like expensive ass, like really like nice high-end dark chocolates. And he just ate the entire box. Like dug his nose into the bag, just tore into everything. It was like, you know, a half a pound of dark chocolate.
And didn't die.
Did nothing. Did nothing to him.
Didn't even get sick, huh? Wow. Yeah, the chocolate's a scary one, I know. I mean, I just talked to Justin about, you know, he said, like, if you give them, not even kind of table food, but if you give them, like, people food at all, it's like peanut butter and fucking turkey, shit like that.
Yeah. Is there a video of a dog that ate chocolate in the aftermath? Can we what see happens? A dog fucking...
Oh, just everybody crying around a dog with chocolate face?
So...
It gives them heartworms.
It's going to be like a video of like chemical weapons type shit. After 1 hour, he starts foaming at the mouth.
You probably had him on heartworm meds. Alex is saying I had him on Alex, come on for a second. On here. What do you mean? I had him on heartworm medication that I didn't know about? No.
I mean, generally, if you take your dog to a vet, they'll prescribe your dog heartworm medication in case he gets into something that's going to give him heartworms like chocolate.
I don't believe that.
Oh, is that what it was? I thought it was like fucking...
It's poison.
You give Alka-Seltzer to a seagull and they just explode.
No, I always thought chocolate gave them heartworms. I can look it up right now, but that's what I was always thinking about.
Have I never looked up a video of exploding seagulls? Has it been debunked? Is it not even true?
It's like if you put a Mentos in a bottle of Coke, that's what you think if you put that a happens. Chocolate inside of a dog.
I saw a video once where they did that inside of a girl's pussy. She was pretty brave. They poured like the soda in there and then dropped Mentos in it, and it does the same reaction as if it was.
I bet you wouldn't. I bet it would probably feel good. It's not like it's hot or like it would probably be like.
I think soda inside you is probably not comfortable.
I bet you it's not that big a deal.
And then the Mentos. Yeah, I don't think it's going to.
Women go Jello wrestling all the time, and what do you think happens with that? It's just sugar in your pussy, dude.
You think the Jello is going inside their pussies?
I think Jello is getting inside of their pussy because it melts into like a juice.
But nobody is. I've never seen full on naked Jello wrestling. I think there's always bottoms in this, isn't there?
Well, Dave went from doing part of the problem to this.
Dave, your thoughts?
Somehow I don't think it's getting in there.
I don't either.
Are you fucking retarded? If there's two women wrestling in a baby pool worth of Jello,
okay.
Right. What's gonna happen? Do you think the Jello stays gelatinous the whole time?
It gets mushed for sure. Yeah, it gets a little soupy.
Get mushed, Jay. It what happens?
Course, no one's trying to insult you. I know you wrote your dissertation on this, but
you're being assholes right now. If you were to put your warm body on some Jello, what's gonna happen to that Jello, Jay?
It's gonna mush down.
It's not gonna mush down.
You think it's going to turn to pure fluid?
Liquid.
Well,
turn to pure liquid.
I mean, Alex, you have a pussy. What do you think about all this?
I think I kind of agree with Lewis on this. If you're submerged in it for long enough, you would start to melt it. At least the parts that are touching you would melt.
Okay.
And
But you're wearing underwear.
Sure, but I mean, when I'm in the ocean, there's still fucking sand and seaweed sometimes hanging around the pussy that you're like, how did this get in here?
Have you pulled sand? You pulled sand out of your pussy before?
Yes, and not even swimming that hard. It gets in your bathing suit. Any woman can attest to this.
I'm not talking about in your bathing suit.
In her pussy.
But inside of your pussy.
Inside of the pussy, but like
That's what Lewis is saying.
How deep are we talking?
We're being an asshole. What do you consider? That's a great point, Alex. What's in the pussy?
That's going to be in the lips. It's going to be in there.
That's in already. It's going to be fucking up in the cervix, dude.
It's not gonna
and
be
to be honest
there,
with you, if you really got in there.
She just said lips. You just said cervix.
I said it doesn't have to be in the cervix. Oh. I said once it's past the outer lips. And it's in the hole. It's in the hole. And I bet you, not for nothing, after a vigorous beach day, I bet you if you tested most women's cervixes, you would find a few grains of sand.
Only one way to find out, Lewis. You got to get out there and start testing.
You got to set up that testing center right by the...
And
right
the by excuse the me. Beach. Excuse me, ma'am. Settle a bet for me.
The point is, Bobby, thank you for clearing up. Seagulls will not blow up if they eat Alka-Seltzer. Thank you, Bobby.
It's false, really?
Yeah.
Well, there goes my afternoon.
Why was that believed so much?
But the point is that sand is different, Jay, than slippery liquid, like Jello liquid. Sand is going to catch onto the pussy lips.
You might be right. You have to talk to a woman who's done Jello wrestling before. I'm sure you could find one.
I'm telling you, somebody Jello wrestling, I would bet against there being Jello.
Jay, do you think that you could
pass the walls of the pussy? Huh?
You think you beat me in Jello wrestling?
How are we Jello wrestling? Are you like shooting for my legs in Jello wrestling? Or
that's going to be tough to do. That's going to be tough to do in Jello, though.
Yeah,
I'm shooting a low ankle pick.
I mean, honestly, I think whoever shoots in Jello wrestling is at a serious disadvantage. You're probably going to slip. You're going to fall underneath that person.
You have my dick on the back of your head, pushing you into lime Jello.
Well, we were going to do at Skankfest last year, which we should do it this year. It never materialized at the LS Mania portion of Skankfest. Mm-hmm. We wanted to do sock wrestling. Which is we're gonna do it with like hot chicks, but maybe I'll challenge you to a sock wrestling match, Jay.
What is that?
What's sock wrestling?
Oh, you have to get the other person's socks off.
You get both their socks off. That's it. So you're trying to take the other person. Dude, it's so fucking funny. I watch a video of a dude sock wrestling.
I think prepared to get kicked in the face is what it seems like.
Oh, is this the guy that was sock wrestling women? He just was destroying every woman.
It's hilarious.
It's so funny.
Lewis, you know, it'd be a fun thing to do with you, with our big legs, a good old fashioned leg wrestling. Leg wrestling's pretty wild.
I don't remember. I'm kind of remembering interlocking the legs somehow. What do you do?
Yeah, you lay like opposite of each other, kind of at the hips where your hips touch, and then you're laying on your backs and you lift your leg up three times, and the third time you like lock them over and you try to flip the other person backwards.
Yeah, I think, you know, Jay, I think we've leg wrestled, yes, in a hotel, you and I.
Did we do it?
Yes.
What a bunch of assholes.
So right now.
Indian leg wrestling. It's fun. It's such a fun, stupid thing.
Bobby, you want to leg wrestle me right now? I'll fuck you up, doggy. Bobby's down to leg wrestle me. Can we get it on camera?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Bobby, you're going to get sent through a fucking wall. Bobby, you're going to get knocked into the new studio through a wall like Commando. Lewis got fucking tree trunks on him.
Where are you going to have room to do this?
I don't know. Bobby, how are we doing?
It's not going to happen right there.
It's going to happen right here. Yeah, it is.
Really? There's no way you have the room for it.
Yeah. No, you guys don't have the room for this.
I mean, just watching
Lewis. This is a horrific idea, dude.
Yeah. So Bobby's going to get sent into the wall.
Oh, man. Not right in the wall. Well, there goes our soundproofing. Studio B soundproofing.
For a second, it looked like Bobby was just going to walk away and leave him there, which would have been pretty funny.
Yeah, Bobby, you got to scoot down more. More, Bobby. You got to scoot down more, Bobby.
Nope, they can't hear us. They're going to die.
Can somebody tell them they have to scoot down more?
They're just scissoring.
Yeah. You guys are just fucking smashing clams. Can anyone hear me? Is there anyone manning this show?
Bobby seems to be holding
Lewis
the wall.
Is bright red. This is not a leg wrestle.
I flipped him.
No, you didn't.
But none of that.
None of it meant anything. Can you hear me, Lewis? Please, God.
No, it's only coming through the headphones.
Oh,
there.
Son of a bitch.
And Lewis pushed him with his hand.
Yeah, that's Lewis.
Wow.
Lewis.
Hold on. I can't hear you yet.
I know.
Oh, man.
It was a whole thing you couldn't hear me.
Oh, boy. Hold on. I'm back.
Lewis.
What'd you say?
You have to do it again. We tried to stop you before you started. You guys did it so wrong. You guys just scissored
you
dicks. Just, that was insane what happened.
You
that's
literally just scissored Bobby on the floor, and then you pushed him over with your hand.
Yeah, Lewis, take the headphones on the ground with you until you start the leg wrestle, and I'll tell you what you guys did wrong.
No, we got to do it. We'll do it at the stand.
You should do it again right here because it was going to be hilarious. It was going to be great.
What did we do wrong?
You guys didn't go. You have to almost have your hips like past each other's hips. You have to be able to flip the other person over. You guys just fucking scissored your legs. You guys just... That's it. You guys just smashed clam. It was
that.
Can we
see the video of them doing it again?
You'll see what I mean. You have to like really get your leg back because when you put your energy into it, you're like, they should already be starting to flip. It's one or the other. But you and Bobby should do it for real the right way because it was going to be good, but that was worthless.
So wait, hold on. Wait, go back to the start. I see.
I'm also pretty certain you're not.
My hip has to be by his shoulder.
Or at least to the middle of his body. You just got to be past each other's hips. You guys, like
we were leg by leg, like side by side.
Yeah.
So we just interlocked legs and held each other.
Yes. So get back down there,
Bobby,
of a bitch.
Pussy.
Bobby, you pussy. They're going to be so good. But Lewis is changing his stance, yeah? Lewis is going the other way with it. Oh, no. That was weird. Did you do a flipsy flu? I think I should Lewis back up a little bit. No, he's fine. All right, Bobby.
Gonna be up here. Yeah. That's much better.
There you go. That's much better.
Oh, yeah. Ready? One, two.
This is going to be so... Oh! Bobby Hutch takes it! Oh!
Bobby Hutch is killing it!
That's over. It's over.
Is that it?
Yeah, Bobby got both his legs down.
Shoes on.
Bobby's giggle. Oh my God. Oh my God. The whole table just almost went.
You keep sliding.
Now it's over. Oh God, oh God, oh God, Lewis's head.
I literally felt like the way I feel like with one of my kids is on the floor and getting up near the table.
Bobby beat you, dude.
I did fart right on him.
Did you really? That's pretty hilarious.
Farted right on him.
Bobby beat you.
Oh, shit.
Oh, put your headphones on. Lewis?
All right.
Bobby won.
Bobby won?
Bobby won. Yeah, it was over immediately. It's whoever just flips back first, and you flipped back.
He says Bobby,
I didn't see that, by the way. I would have lost a lot of money there.
Bobby's got some powerful legs.
Yeah.
Yeah, really I would have bet it on Lewis, but Bobby came through.
Bobby, give me my phone, too. I got to make sure my son's mother doesn't text me. Let's do plugs real quick, and we'll continue to see if Jay's a good
dog owner,
dog parent. So also, Jay, would you be willing, if I gave you another 3 points on the NBA 2K game, would you bet Dawkins?
You want to take him?
I take him.
Her. You want to take her?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll put Dawkins on the line.
For 3 points.
For three more points, sure.
But if Lewis takes him, he's going to rename him Tiki Barber.
Oh, no. I would never.
Durant. Yeah, dogs on the table. BigJComedy.com for all my dates. This weekend, everybody, tonight and tomorrow, you can get, well, tonight's probably already over. But tomorrow, I'll be at Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco. Maybe a few tickets left. I don't know. They were selling quick, which is good. So come check that out. The weekend after that, I have the mini tour with Bobby Kelly and Ari Shaffir. We're going to Fort Wayne, Indiana. Show just added there. The GLC Monroe GLC Live Monroe 20 in Grand Rapids. And then the Fillmore in Detroit. After that, I got DC coming up with Lewis is going to be out with me on that one. Bananas Comedy Club, just all over the place. Phoenix coming soon. Oh, sorry, my plugs bore you, Dave.
No, I just have a baby and I don't sleep.
Yeah, wrap it up, dude.
No, your plugs are actually exciting.
Some news coming about my special taping soon. Crowdwork album coming out, I believe, April. So fun things on the horizon. SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network and the Bonfire 5 days a week. Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103. With me and Dan Soder. That's all for now. Oh, and my Monday show, every Monday night, late night uncensored at the Comedy Cellar. It's been packed. It's been very packed, but I want to pack it with our fucking audience. I want it to be the best comedy audience happening in the city for a show. So let's fill that shit up. It's 10 o'clock, 10:30. Monday nights at the Village Underground Comedy Cellar. Get tickets online, comedycellar.com. Come, that is the show. They let me book a bunch of my buddies and the funniest people in the fucking world. So show up.
A bunch of your buddies and funny people too.
A bunch of my friends. And then the club books some good people.
25th, 26th, I'll be on Long Island, Brokerage and Governors with Zach and Miko. Next month, I'm with Big J in D.C. I'll be with Robert Kelly and Rich Voss up in Niagara Falls, New York. Then I'll be in Chicago at the end of the month. Lots more dates coming up, including Texas, California, a bunch of other places. Go to lewisofskanks.com. Grab tickets for all of my shows. Subscribe to both of my other podcasts, Real Ass Podcast and Yo MMA Rap, both here on Gas Digital. And if you guys love this show, get the entire on-demand library at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code LOS. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the complete on-demand library. And you should know, Skankfest is happening October 14th through 16th in Las Vegas, Nevada. First time we're ever going to Vegas. Tickets are going on sale April 12th. So grab those tickets at 12 noon Eastern, skankfest.net. That's when we are announcing the lineups as well.
Is that a thing with you and Bobby and Voss under the Creeps with Kids moniker?
No. No, it's not. It's just like a triple headline specialty show thing we're doing.
Hey, you, Davey.
In April, I will be doing a few more Libertarian Party events. I'm at the in Minneapolis at the LP State Convention out there, and then I'm doing a Mises Caucus event in Dallas, Texas. And then in May, I'll be out in Reno for the national convention. And that's all right now. Hell part of the yeah. problem, Yo MMA Rap,
Lewis.
What was that? I already did mine, Jay.
I know. No, I'm saying you have questions for me.
Oh.
Lewis, you lost to Bobby.
Lewis, licking your wounds.
So, yeah, is Jay a good dog parent? Let's go with the questions here. Bobby pulled these up, and they're going to let us know. They're going to give us a definitive answer.
Okay, you got to be honest here, Jay.
So how much time per week do you plan on training your dog/puppy? Time per week, Jay. Be honest about this, too.
This is me, but you're talking about me personally.
Yes. You personally. Christine doesn't count. Yeah.
I'm not saying, is there somebody else in the world that is ready for a dog? I'm sure there are plenty of people that can answer these things better than you can, but this is you, Jay.
3 to 4?
3 to 4 hours per week you're planning on training your puppy.
What do you consider training?
I mean, like, sitting down, like, that means every single day for, like, 40 minutes a day, you're going through training exercises with your puppy to make sure that...
Having him watch you play NBA 2K does not count.
40 minutes a day, Jay. Be honest about this.
Yeah, I mean, but wouldn't that be considered I'm taking her, like, out for, like, long walks and trying to get her in the pee pad stuff?
Nope. No, a walk is not training.
Oh.
Walk.
Oh, then none.
Jay just tried to fill in with other things. Yeah, I'm training her. I'm walking and feeding. That's all training.
Yeah, they're training it. I hold its ass down over the pee pad and yell poop.
All right, how much
that I think could be considered training.
Yeah. How much free time per day do you have to devote to exercising and playing with your dog? How much free time per day do you have? I have at least an hour every day to care for my dog. I'm busy. I only have 20 to 30 minutes at most, or I'm very busy. I don't have any time.
Again, like,
is there an option for I'm not busy and I still won't do it?
Well, I just have such little free time, but I have played with this dog at least an hour a day. I mean, if not more. So I guess it's the real answer. I was going to say the answer is out in the middle, but it's like, it's definitely more than 20, 30 minutes.
Are you taking the dog to the dog park?
No, not yet. She needs one more shot before we do that.
That's if I'm going to give you advice with the dog as somebody who failed at raising a dog.
Yeah.
Take the dog to the dog park all the time. Just let it exercise all the
time. If I'm going to give you advice, don't take any advice from Lewis.
Find its feet.
Find its feet up. Got it. At least an hour.
The answer. Okay. So once you have a dog, what is the first thing you do in the morning?
I mean,
get coffee, read the newspaper, watch the news, or take your dog out, Jay.
Take your dog out.
What is the first thing you do, though? You don't watch the news, read the paper, or get coffee. Damn it. Trick question.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Take the dog out. Smoke a cigarette is the answer.
Yeah.
And I have to do that outside.
Socialization of your dog with other dogs and people is not important.
False.
Jay knows what he's supposed to answer for these. Damn it.
You think they also didn't even ask if he was going to do it. They just said, is it important?
Me.
Who will be paying for the majority of your dog's needs? Me, parents, spouse, significant other?
Me. Brother.
That's Jay passes that test. Nobody else in Jay's life is paying for anything.
Select all that apply. Which of these are a sign of aggression in dogs? Shitting on the new carpet. Hair on the back is raised, barking, rolling on his back, baring teeth, ears laid back, growling, and running in circles. Which ones apply?
Select all that apply.
Select all that apply. Okay. First one, hair on the back, barking, baring teeth, growling. Ears laid back, maybe ears laid back.
This is also how half of the gas digital employees act.
Yeah, that's all.
I think ears laid back is not.
Yeah, I wouldn't have put that one, but the rest
ears
of
laid back. Right. The dog is chilling. He's happy. He's not alert. He's not freaking out.
The ears laid back. Oh, I'll stop kicking it when its ears go back then.
Select all that apply. What do you see yourself doing with your new dog? Going to the dog park.
Yes.
Hanging out and watching TV.
Yes.
Taking an obedience class together.
No.
Going for long hikes.
No.
Showing off his or her skills in the agility ring.
No.
What's the agility ring?
I don't know.
Some kind of showing off your dickhead dog. Yeah, that one. Let's see.
Yeah, watch TV for sure.
Yeah, I'm not taking a class with this dog. I'm not going for a long hike alone or with a dog.
Jay will maybe show off his own skills in the agility ring.
Yeah. Hey.
The challenge.
Submit it.
You think you're better than me, dog?
Any of the above. Okay, so look at it. Just watching TV is okay, huh?
Yeah.
If a human can eat it, a dog can eat it. The majority of table food is acceptable for dogs. Damn it, we just went over that.
Well, I mean,
all open fields are good places to let my dog off leash.
False.
These are so obvious.
Yeah.
Damn it. Oh, result.
Yeah. Bring on the dog. That looks like my dog, actually.
Bullshit.
Well, this website just signed that dog's death certificate.
And full speed ahead on Operation Dog. There's obviously a lot to learn, but your heart's in the right place.
Put out to the audience. Let's have the audience, and then we'll get the 10 best questions and do this on Monday. Like better questions that make more sense for me.
Yeah, we could probably, we'll find some more dog questions.
More related to Jay. Will you and Christine be having a threesome with this dog?
Yes. There you go. That's probably not good. It's probably not a good thing.
It's like Jay cuts the tips of the doggy booties off.
Yeah. Well, how are people going to know it's mine? If I don't put a wallet chain on this thing, if I don't staple a wallet chain to it.
Now Jay's wallet chain actually makes sense because he attaches it to his dog.
No. It's fun. It's very sweet dog.
Yeah.
All right, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors over here at the Legion of Skanks, and of course, that is Fume, pronounced F-U-M-E, but spelled F-U-M with umlauts. How cool is that?
Can I just say, there's an umlaut, what is that, Few? Is it Motley Crue?
Yeah, Motley Crue.
Big Fume, technically. Wouldn't it be Fume?
Fume. Crue.
For you.
Crew.
Phew. I don't think the umlaut gives you a yum sound. I think it's a different thingamajigger. No, I don't know.
No, it goes ew. Fume.
You think someone at Fume right now is listening to this and they're going, no, it gives you the shit, he's right.
Son of a bitch.
You have to pronounce it like you're saying it out of a slide whistle.
Fume is a natural inhaler designed for better, safer, and a natural way to quit cigarettes. It's no smoke, no vape, no nicotine, no electronics. It just replaces the hand-to-mouth habit of smoking. And they've got these amazing cores you put inside.
You hear that, Sluts? It replaces that hand-to-mouth habit that you have.
Yeah, if you need something to knock the cock out of your mouth for 5 seconds and put a piece of Canadian maple in that bitch.
Want some Fume Canadian wood? You don't have to go to Jim Carrey, the only Canadian I could currently think of.
Rick Moranis. There's so many. Rick Moranis. Did I say him already? They have flavors like peppermint and conker with minty notes to stimulate menthol cigarettes. That's right. Listen up, black people. And other flavors like lemon berry bliss for the girls. And all their flavors are 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no artificial flavors, and absolutely, most importantly, no nicotine. Fume was launched in Calgary, Canada. And they had an effort to build the world of positive habits, and they are doing it. They've helped over 1 million.
We brag in other ads about them being American-made products. I feel like it's a little bit contradictory in this one. We're like, it's Canadian-made, guys. Isn't that great?
Canada. Da, dee, da, da. They've helped over 50,000 customers around the world quit smoking, and they're on a mission to help 1 million people quit smoking by 2025. Those numbers check out with me. Quitting is tough, but Fume really can help. Fume. They've got thousands of five-star reviews, and smokers who have tried them said it's worked better than anything else they have used. It's been amazing for me. I've loved it a lot, those infused cores. The quitting one, the peppermint's my jam. Whether you're a smoker, ex-smoker, or somebody who still struggles with cravings, Fume is the perfect tool for you. And right now, you're going to get 10% off your entire order when you head to Breathe Fume, BREATHEFUME.com/Legion, and use the code Legion. You're going to get 10% off that order. Quit naturally with Fume and use the code Legion to save 10% off at BREATHEFUME.com/Legion. All right, where were we?
Can we talk about Pete Davidson going to space?
Space? Hell yeah.
I was not aware of this. He's going to space.
He's going to space, taking the Jeff Bezos trip to the edge of space.
God damn, that kid is doing it.
What is the edge of space means? Like you're just essentially going up in a fucking airplane type thing and going, oh, look, we're in space, and then going back down?
You're way higher up than an airplane, though.
I don't know if it's that cool.
I bet it's pretty cool.
Blue Origin's 20th mission after dining with Jeff Bezos.
He goes, yeah. Hey, you want to go to space? Okay.
One small step for man.
Yeah.
One small leap for mankind.
It's so crazy. He's going to be an astronaut.
Is it technically, are you just going to space makes you an astronaut? You're not like.
Yeah, really. Or it's also, he was like, looks like a cock. That's pretty hilarious. Would you do it?
Davidson, this is really hilarious, the way People Magazine wrote it. Davidson, who has apparently always wanted to go to space. Like, yes.
Davidson, who's always dreamed of being a fireman.
Pete Davidson, who's always wanted his own flying dragon.
Pete Davidson, who doesn't understand why his mirrors don't talk to him.
He'll be the latest celebrity to make the 11-minute voyage after William Shatner, Michael Strahan embarked on their own missions with Blue Origin last year. It's an 11-minute journey.
Really? I didn't know that.
I bet you that it's not even that cool.
I bet it's
just
video
footage of what, like,
what it looks like from the inside.
Yeah, from like what you're seeing.
I mean, Richard Branson did that one by himself, and he was like, they were in space. He was like orbiting and floating in the air. And
that would be cool. Like, if I got to go to space and fucking, you know, put on the whole fucking whole spacesuit and go outside of the ship and fucking
Float through the fucking. None of them did that.
That would be dope.
You get a spacewalk, dude.
Yes, dude. I would spacewalk. We have to take a giant Legion of Skanks flag and stab it into the moon.
Oh, do you think I could like spacewalk while we're up here?
That would be dope. But just simply going into what, for all intents and purposes, is probably just kind of like an airplane. Would probably feel like an airplane. Look like you're on an airplane.
Can you like see different. The Earth? Like, how far away are you? I mean,
I can see Earth like a marble in the sky. That's pretty.
I think you do.
Cool.
I think you do.
I don't know, dude. I bet you're just like really high up and you see Earth like. No, I know. I don't want to see the shot. I want to see the shot from inside, Bobby. What does the Earth look like from them? That's it?
You know, Lewis was right. It doesn't look that much different than a plane.
Well, hang on. Yeah, dog. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that you're not in space where like, oh, there's Earth. Oh, shit, look at Uranus over to the left. Wow, Saturn's over there.
Does the rocket just parachute down once you get up there? That's terrifying. Oh, I don't know, man. No way.
You wouldn't do it?
No. Nope.
This is it coming back down?
Is it? Yeah. Nah, I'm all right. I wouldn't do that. I don't trust the technology.
Yeah, it's a little bit too new technology, and the payoff doesn't seem to be worth it.
Technology on Batman the Ride. So,
what do you mean?
I was like, you remember, was that story? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Superman the Ride.
I couldn't fit on Superman the Ride. I trust the technology. I'm angry at the fucking Origin. Asian makers who fucking.
Well, it's the same thing. We're like, you have to be this. You can't be this fat.
Oh my God! To have to walk off of the Blue Origin thing, so they can go. The guy's like, "I'm sorry, man, but this has to buckle in more." I'm like, "No, I'm fine, dude." He's like, "Yeah, bro, we're going to space. It's like the 20th time, so like, we gotta really be by the book on this."
Jeff Bezos himself has to come in and like put his foot on the thing and really work it.
He's like, God, I'm sorry. Blue Oh my Origin. God! They walking off, launch. Walking out, walking solo out of the exit of a ride. Letting everyone on the other end also know that you couldn't fit on it.
Oh, man, that's so brutal.
Dude, you walking off the spaceship, you have to take your helmet off.
Can I keep the uniform? No. Okay. Why? It's special ordered for me.
You couldn't fit in the Blue Origin seat.
That would suck so much, dude. To be, find out when you're there. Oh, dude, I'm sorry, man.
Dude, Kanye.
Rules are rules.
Kanye and Kevin Durant are going to space. You got to get off.
When I went on that Wonder Woman crazy ride, when I went this, the guy was like, you're fine. That was his thing when he looked at he's like, yeah, you're fine.
That ride is terrifying.
It's a scary ride. It's really scary. I loved it. Like, it was very fun.
No, I loved it too. It's really fun. James loved it. James is fucking way into it. I love it. But it's not because the movement is like on a roller coaster, you're like, oh, this movement, it's familiar. You're on a track. You can sort of connect like what's going on here. Even though it's scary and you get the dips, there's just something so weird and unknown. Like you're on this big giant piece of metal that just feels like it's moving in a way that it shouldn't be moving. It's very, very bizarre.
Yeah, you're like, how is this controlled?
Yeah, it's like the way your body's like sort of like going. There's no other ride that I've been on that's like that, where you get that feeling.
Yeah, it really tosses you around. It's pretty nuts.
And then like, there's a weird thing. So you come down and like, there's like I don't know, there's like a covering,
or whatever.
House, right? Yeah, but right, actually, you know what I'm talking about because the edge of the house, like the top of it, it's just like sheet metal that's like. that like comes off the edge. So the edge is just like, just looks like sharp metal. So what happens is your feet just come careening toward the edge of that house.
You think your feet are coming off.
You think your feet are coming off every time you go down.
Because you're like, oh, this is the time it wasn't calibrated. And it's not. I go, what if I'm one of the tallest people who's ever been on this ride? And my legs are super long. It looks like you're making, I'm sure, I mean, when you're off the ride, you can see like, you're
I'm sure it's like 20 feet.
You're missing it by a bunch, yeah. But in the moment of it coming to you, like 20 feet looks like a near miss. Like oh, when you're- Oh,
dude, it would be the worst.
Careening towards it.
I mean, all but in, like in my mind, I could just
Has
imagine.
Anybody ever filmed like themselves on that ride?
Can you pull up the ride? Because there's definitely video of the specific ride. Because you got to see it. But I can like in my mind, what I imagine happens is like a bolt breaks and it just goes, and then like the ride falls like 4 feet, and Wonder that's Woman. Enough to chop off everyone's feet. Wonder Woman. At Six Flags. Bobby was on the phone. Wow.
Damn, son.
Damn, Bobby.
By the way, he was getting recruited by UNC for leg wrestling.
I just watched Dave suppress his yawn. Good job, Dave.
Tried my best.
Davey's tired.
He there it is. No, see that house right there.
It goes higher than that.
That little fucking, oh no, it goes like almost upside down. You're yeah, like, right. you're suspended upside down. But when you see, when it comes back down here, like when it goes to the bottom, to the right, you see this like, this little cheap like tin house.
Yeah.
And it looks like you're just going to be chopped in half. It's brutal.
Yeah. And if you happen, and also I'm sure everyone feels this, but there you go. Yeah. Look, it looks like you just sort of miss it.
Oh, it actually doesn't, it looks really close from here as well.
Yeah. But I'm saying the line kind of goes through that, so you see it's not like dangerously close, but it looks like it is.
It's just fucking, it's a weird ass ride.
Would you go on that, Davey?
Honestly, these type of, I probably not at this point. I think I'm over rides.
Yeah, that's what I sort of think.
Too old for this shit. But I don't, this type of thing, I never really enjoyed. I don't know.
The will I won't I live?
No, but it's just the kind of up down. That was never for me. I liked roller coasters when I was younger. Like
this
I was,
is more thrilling really than fun. All the roller coasters at Six Flags. So it's not, and it's not simply up and down. You're twisting and you go upside down while you twist. It's fucking. It's almost. It doesn't really do it justice. Once you're there, it's such a powerful ride. Like you feel it while it's whooshing past you. You're like fucked. Like while you're on the ground, you're going, that's fucking crazy.
I just remember the last time I went to Six Flags, which was with you, Lewis, years ago at this point.
Ari,
at
least, right?
Yeah, Ari was there. Must have been 6 years ago, 7 years ago, something like that, maybe. I already was like, I just don't enjoy this anymore. Like I used to love going to an amusement park so much and just going on the rides. It just wasn't fun. It was more just like, I was just like,
you'll have a good time taking your kids in a couple years. You'll have a really good time.
But I'm talking about like going on the like hardcore rides. That wouldn't be for my kids for another decade or something like that.
And then it's like, James was going on the biggest rides at Six Flags for 2 years now since he was seven. Like
it's still pretty close to a decade, I guess. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
As soon as he was big enough to try it, he was down to go do it. But I was a pussy when I was his age. I would sooner cry. Do I remember my sister?
I did cry. I'd freak out on goddamn rides and be the problem.
Do you remember? It's almost actually a very similar ride to the Wonder Woman ride. It's called the Rainbow.
No, I don't remember.
I think it's called what it was simply you're on a platform. It's for like little kids and you're on a cloud and it's on like a little rainbow stick and it goes, ooh, and then it just kind of drops fast and you go all the way up.
That ride, the biggest version of that ride, this breaks a lot. When this breaks, there's plenty of videos of this ride falling to shit. Yeah, it looks like movie theater rows almost.
Pull that. But I remember just being on this ride when I was like maybe James's age, and just fucking flipping out, just fucking like.
Dude, I used to skit out on a Tilt-A-Whirl on a fucking the Tempest Scrambler. I just freak out.
The pirate ship. I mean, nobody's freaking out on the pirate ship except little kids, dude. I was like 10. I was already like jerking off and thinking about pussy.
You ever see? When it falls apart.
It's a magic carpet ride.
Yeah, and everyone's goes over.
Everyone runs over.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Oh no. Just something bent. Oh fuck. No serious injuries to report. I mean, I would lose my mind. What would you do?
Well, all the people save that one, but there's been ones where that thing's just fallen forward.
I love the people that are getting over to it now are just pretending to help, but didn't really want to. It was like, oh, yeah.
I'd probably still take the, I think my carnival ride, outside of like a, the carnival rides, like a tilt-a-whirl or something I would do, but a carnival ride that goes like upside down or anything now, like, no.
I'm not going on any carnival rides because I'm an adult now and I see it just in a very different way, right? You go to a carnival.
Some hillbilly set it up.
Yeah, dude, you go to, let's see, five of the revelers fell from seats and smashed the steel platform.
Yeah, I wouldn't take. Let my kids go on something like that.
Oh shit! Look at these little
throwing
kids.
People off.
Oh no! The safety bar broke, so people started. Oh, look at this little kid! This little Puerto Rican kid. Oh my god!
You get the fuck out of there! Oh!
Oh no! Get out of there! Get out of there! This Asian. When she's like, I'm gonna go start coronavirus now.
I'm breeding.
No, they were all Mexican, actually.
Oh, I'm bleeding. Oh, I'm bleeding so bad. He hurt. Eating out of the music.
Even at a carnival, they want to lie down.
This park is not amusing at all. Yeah, carnival. I'll do carnival. I'll do like the roundup or something like that. Those ones that are in place. No, because dude, I'm not. If they go bad, I don't know what's the thing. But like, I won't. I'll never get on like anything where if it does go bad, it could be like what could go bad on it could be crazy dangerous. Like, what's going to happen to a roundup? Really?
I mean, you just look at like the materials that they like make cheap carnival rides out of. Like, if you just go and look at like you'll see like the shit's like rusted and like the tracks are like a little bent and rickety. And you're like, no, this is like just an accident waiting to happen. They all have insurance. That, you know what I'm saying? It's not like it is very like, you know, it's almost guaranteed. I wonder how many people are like hurt at like local carnivals every year. Probably the import pendulum snaps. Yeah, these pendulum rides. Oh, dude, that's the fucking fear is that this. And this is the same shit as, what's it called?
Wonder
it snapped.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. Oh, that's not good.
Oh, yo. My Christ. Yeah, dude. By the way, like, in my head, I'd go, that's impossible.
Are these always foreign countries, though?
I almost feel like roller coaster technology is years ahead in Europe, though.
Maybe.
This don't look like Europe, Lewis.
No, jeez.
Wow.
I'll tell you what, it fell as bad as good as it could.
India. Yeah. All those guys are about to go rape a chick on a bus. So I guess it was a guy.
That's okay. Oh, the only thing that makes me feel better is raping women on a chicken bus. I don't know if I would jump on the Wonder Woman thing again.
After watching that just now, I don't know that I'd jump on it again. That's
It was very exciting to do it, but you're just like, you know, how many times we can attempt fate. I'll tell you what's pretty fucking fun, weirdly enough, and the same kind of like high you get from it is like when I went to
fentanyl.
When I went to whatchamacallit, the Universal Studios, they have a couple rides in there where it's like you're really not even moving all that much. It's like the screens and everything around you make you feel like you are. It does like trick your body. It's pretty neat. I thought it was gonna be stupid. I really thought it was gonna be. I went to a Transformers one and it was like you feel like you're getting thrown by a robot to another room, and then like you feel it like for some reason somehow your body feels
fucking dope. It's really, really cool. And the best one they have is the Avatar one. The Avatar one is wild, dude. Like you feel like you're flying on a dinosaur, and you're like it's very thrilling. Like the dives you take, you're like, this is fucking pretty damn good. It's as good as it gets. And if you've gone to a mall, If you can go to like a shitty virtual reality thing in the mall where you're on a thing, and it's like, remember back in the day we would do like there was a dinosaur one that was pretty fucking great,
dude. Avatar ride. I'll tell you what, putting somebody on a stool with their feet,
it feels like
up,
you're flying through this shit. It's fucking crazy. I remember Beatrice and James were both, their mind was blown.
Dude, this would be a funny thing for the woke turns. Maybe make them ride the VR roller coasters with their feet up, like sitting on a stool with their feet up. One of them will fall. It's so disorienting, and it's just sitting in place. I find that so interesting.
I can't ride any of the. I can't do any of the VR stuff where you're sitting in a cart and like moving.
That's what I'm talking about. The roller coaster. The roller coaster that comes with. It's I bet you. It's fucking wild. I've almost fallen doing it before. It's pretty cool though. But like,
you see the ones I'm intrigued with the kids. Like you'll put like your kid in like a laundry basket and then put the VR on him, and you can do like all the fucking moves and like. For a little kid,
really?
Badass. But for you, you're just like sitting there, and I almost puke every time I put them on.
It's pretty nice.
Honestly, dude, I don't even know what happened to my Oculus, dude. I was really into this fucking porn star that we were like, I almost feel like we had a thing for a little while. Like, she was banging me and
She
was sucking my big black dick and she was whispering something in my ear.
She would call you the N-word and tell you how much she loves that dick. She was my stepmom. The whole thing was nuts.
Oh, shit. All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. YoKratom, they support all things Gas Digital, former Skankfest marquee sponsors. Maybe they're coming back to Skankfest. Who knows? But either way, you guys got to support YoKratom because they are in the business of supporting all of your favorite comedians and podcasts that you love.
We love YoKratom. Of course, they are the marquee sponsor of the number one show here at Gas Digital, Yo MMA Rap. You can catch that live every Monday. And yeah, if you're into Kratom, it's really the best way to do it. You get delivered right to your door. It's $60 a kilo, which is unheard of in the Kratom world.
Half the price of like your standard like wholesale Kratom provider. You're getting it for about half what they're going to charge. So why go to a smoke shop or go wherever you're currently getting your Kratom, some sort of weird Kratom dealer in the woods that you have to meet underneath the tree somewhere who maybe grows and sources his own Kratom. I don't know. You don't got to do that. YoKratom will send it right to your door. They support us, support them. YoKratom.com. Okay, where were we? I haven't seen, so Jussie Smollett was sent to prison.
Hey, and we might hold the subject off, but do you realize we never talked about us being in that book? Or is that by design?
No, we never talked. Well, let's hold off another.
Yeah, well, it's definitely not for today, I know.
Yeah, look, there's a book that's coming out that there's a whole chapter that features us and Gas Digital people.
Oh, great.
Part of me doesn't want to promote the book, right?
That's so fine. But I'll tell you what, Christine read, I didn't get to read it yet, but Christine read it most of it. There's some missing pages, but she said, in fairness, she goes, from what I read, though, it seems not so much that they're like saying what you guys do is bad, other than they're just describing what you guys do.
No, they're saying what we're doing is bad for sure. It's they not, are? Yeah. The connotations are not like all these guys are. This is just a slice of history. This are podcasters that exist that say edgy things.
It says it's like dangerous and shit.
Yeah, of course. But yeah, well, I mean, we'll actually read the book's not out yet, so she could only read a few pages.
Yeah, that's it.
But yeah, we'll definitely, or maybe we'll wait till the book comes out and then go over the maybe we'll do an audio version of that chapter that we'll just sell ourselves.
Audiobooks. Jussie Smollett.
Yeah, Jussie Smollett. So he was officially sent to prison. What was the actual?
Another black man railroaded by the system.
Is he going to prison?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Let's see.
I didn't realize it got that serious.
He has a 5-month sentence. I'll only look at the actual.
Let's see. The crux of the case is Jussie's team.
No, this is a. Let me look it up, but watch the video, I guess, for now. He got sentenced.
This is him being sentenced.
It's right after his sentencing.
Yes.
All right, let's see the video.
Bobby, I think we have a video.
So the jury found you guilty, and I've sentenced you as I have. You have the right to appeal the findings and rulings of the court or ask your sentence be modified. To do those things, you need to file a notice of appeal in writing within 30 days. You may also file a motion to modify your sentence, which would have to be filed in writing within 30 days. Anything not stated in those filings are waived for purposes of appeal. You cannot afford lawyers or transcripts. They would be provided free of charge. Do you have any questions?
No, I would just like to say to Your Honor that I am not suicidal. That's what I would like to say.
Okay.
I am not suicidal.
Okay.
I am not suicidal. I am innocent, and I am not suicidal. If I did this, then it means that I stuck my fist in the fears of black Americans in this country for over 400 years and the fears of the LGBTQ community. Your Honor, I respect you, and I respect the jury, but I did not do this, and I am not suicidal.
Yeah.
He's gay.
Oh, yeah. He's gay. You didn't know about that?
He's gay.
That was like a huge part of the story.
Yeah, that's a big never part knew he was of the gay. Whole thing.
No, he was black.
No, he said he was like gay bashed. That was the thing.
Yeah.
Look at this fucking, look at the black guy in the bottom corner. He's like, oh, man.
You got another, let it go, man. Faggot ass motherfucker. Take your sentence and shut your mouth. Keep your head down, son.
Crying like a bitch.
Crying like a bitch with your praying hands. Go in there, man. Go in there and let these boys fuck your booty hole for a couple months. You'll be fine. Get through it. You can do it standing on your head or on your knees, motherfucker. this nigga. Look at him.
5 months crying like a bitch.
Yeah. He's like, I am not suicidal and I am innocent. This nigga. Look at this dude. Talking up all that shit. You know he's going to be sucking on booty holes out there.
Who mentioned suicide, motherfucker? You must be suicidal.
Talking about suicide? Did suicide by butt fuck? That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Good.
Anything happens to me when I go in there, I did not do it to myself. And you must all know that.
Oh, pause it. Oh, so he's trying to act like he's like going to get Epstein'd?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
What a weirdo. This is also such a moment of like, look, let me make a, let me get more attention. Like, you fucking dunked on yourself like an idiot.
If I die getting fucked in the ass, just know that I died doing what I love.
He got caught doing something that was like, it's so cringy. That's really, like, I don't, by the way, I don't even care like enough to send him to jail. Like, I don't care that he tried to prank the police and tried to prank the public and tried to play on people's fucking sensibilities. Is he any guiltier than fucking half the people on social media? This is sort of the world that we fucking live in now.
Yeah, I don't know. I said, I feel for him just in the sense of he made a very bad decision. And I said, it takes me back to what I said when a guy asked me if you hang out with that girl all the time and cut school, like, do you fuck her? And I was like, I mean, what do you think, dude? And then like, you think that's just like you and that guy talking shit in a park one day, and then it was my world, you know, it's like something it got back to her, and then her parents were, you know what I mean? It's like a thing where you're like, oh my God, I was just trying to tell this guy I'm not like, he was calling me a jerk off for not fucking you and hanging out with you so much.
It's a little different because he, you know, he, for the reason, right? So the, like, this sort of like public clout thing, whatever he was going for, like, you were a boy who wanted to look cool in front of his friends.
Yeah, he wanted to be a hero. That was like, look what
like
I went through.
This guy was like, it was a little
different. Well, victim mentality. It was the victim. It wasn't even like he was a hero or kicked ass. It was like, you see how bad it is?
It was just like a
no, but he did.
Like,
he was bragging that he like fought back against the guys. He was trying to look like a badass too. Yeah, he was trying to pay the guys
to let him be a badass. Yeah,
he was trying to capitalize on sort of this moment. And he, you know, it. But once again, I don't even know like what type of crime. I guess it's a reporting a false crime is the crime, right? Is that what it was?
Yeah, I guess something like that. Lying.
I just don't give a fuck enough to like send the kid to jail. Like,
no, I agree with you.
Him being embarrassed and losing his career is far worse than a 5 month jail sentence.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I agree too. It's like, yeah, just like he's out of Hollywood now. He just fucking blew it, and he was on a huge show, and now he's like an idiot.
Yeah. So,
the more fucked up thing that he did isn't even a criminal thing at all. It's just like, dude, you're like trying to convince people that we live in such a racist, homophobic society that you're like being like fucking beaten up in the streets and shit. And it's just not real. Like, that's not the world we live in. So that's like a shitty thing, but it's not like criminal. As far as like taking up the cops' time and lying to them, I don't care about that.
Yeah, but I can't.
It is cringy as shit.
It's so cringy. It's embarrassing. Like, if I'm him, like, did you, the fall from fuck, what a dumb thing. Like, sure, he was going to probably never be fucking Denzel Washington, but he had a decent amount of success, right?
Yeah, like a seven-figure deal.
But also, you have no idea, just because, like, Terrence Howard, who's the star of that show, like, that guy used to be bit parts and shit, man. Like, little like one-off things, and then like, he became a big huge actor. So who knows? So, but yeah, this guy will never be that. That disgrace will stick
fucking,
on him.
That is crazy. That like you give it all up for it. Like for what? Like I can't even imagine.
He thought, I'll tell you what it was. It was to cut a corner. But it was to cut a corner. It was to cut a corner. He goes,
but it's even more so than that. You see it in this reaction, him being like, I did not kill, like, it's very performative, right? Mm-hmm. And what like I think it's the type of personality that like, it's just not enough, right? Just being famous, getting on movies and TV shows, that's not enough. He needed that next rung of respect, which was victimhood. And
he went from being a dude who was on a show to immediately being super famous. Like that before it got exposed as a hoax, like he was immediately super famous. Like everyone, Kamala Harris was tweeting about him. And like everyone was talking about
him. Yeah, he probably also didn't know how much it was going to catch. Like it probably started to scare him the more it caught.
Yeah, maybe. I can't believe the thing that I can't imagine is like there's this weird, like I can understand kind of like the narcissism of it and wanting that, even though it's strange to want it that way. What I don't understand is, doesn't that same narcissism make you go, all right, look, on the off chance that this gets exposed, I'm going to look pretty bad. So let me just run this over in my head and think, is there a shot that's going to happen?
Knock my noggin a little bit.
Yeah, like are people really going to believe that at 3 a.m. in Chicago, there are these fucking Trump-supporting gay bashers out to commit a hate crime who just, I don't know, I guess brought the tools along with them to do it and then happened to run into this dude and happened to know who this dude is? Like, just on its face, you're like, anyone who looked at that went,
oh yeah,
yeah, this probably didn't happen.
He said, that's right, he said he was like targeted
him,
he was targeted for who he was, and
they, okay. He said that they yelled at him like, aren't you that faggot n-word from whatever the Empire. Name of the show is, from Empire.
And like, how the odds Trump supporters are watching Empire,
right, the odds that there's two Trump supporters in Chicago
at three in the morning
recognizing the guy from Empire with a noose ready to go. Like,
it's aren't just, you said seventh build faggot from Empire.
It's so ridiculous. And then the crazy thing about the story is that everyone in the establishment, like, with that just staring you in your face, you would think at the least like Kamala Harris and them would be like, let's give this a few weeks before I just tweet out blind support for this.
Yeah, I hope his biggest like vocal haters are the gay community. You know what I mean? It's the same. I said that before about like,
I bet you there's still people supporting it. I bet you there are people in
the oh, there are. There definitely
are going like, oh no, just set Jesse free. He's a fucking hero.
I don't think the black just the black community at all. I think it's like across the board there's idiots that are doing that. But like like calling out a fuck, man. There was another person who did something sort of similar.
Well, there's a lot of these. If you look into them,
oh, that's what I was going to say.
Like,
I was going to say
hoaxes.
I feel like the girl who wrote the Aziz thing should have been like, why was she not flogged more like openly? Like that's
no, he did that night. He flogged her a couple times and sent her on her way.
But I'm saying, why wasn't she like dragged over more? Like and not because of like a kind of a horseshit story or horseshit complaint she's making. More for like, you're watering down this actual thing that will do good, but now you're going like, oh, it's going to do good and a bunch of fucking
she really
is also going to come out.
She did kind of single-handedly really though, like really bring the momentum of the Me Too thing to like a halt. Yeah. Like it made everyone kind of stop and go, wait a minute, there's like another side to this, like this idea of just outing everybody. You know, like who's done something wrong. It's like now this can just be used for the pettiest of vendettas. Like you just had a bad date and now you're just going to use that.
Everyone saw that Aziz article and went like, okay, that's not even a big deal. And that it really did. It was a moment where it was like, all right, well, maybe not every comedian is going to just be canceled because some chick blindly says that he was shitty to them.
That chick, the thing that was craziest about me, like she thought I was going to catch legs when one of her top tier complaints was the kind of wine he gave her, like not being white wine like she likes. It was red wine or vice versa. And it was just like, how is that even in your emotional, you know, like retelling of this quote unquote horrible thing that happened to you? You know what I mean? It's like, and the wine wasn't like my favorite kind of wine. I mean, that's like where you're like, lady, you are watering down something that's like, I don't know, there's different levels, but I mean, like, this isn't a level at all. This is like,
also, there was such a jump from like women being like, there was like, we went from the sort of like anti slut shaming, to give a nod to guys we fucked, and sort of like, no, girls can be sluts, we can, you know, it's our bodies, we can fuck, we can do what we want to do, to this very quick jump to like, women, you have no control over anything. Men are taking advantage of you in every case. Most of the time that you've been, you know, even approached, you've been assaulted by these guys. And it's like, what happened to sort of responsibility? It was a weird thing. It was going in a nice direction where women were sort of taking personal responsibility and going, well, no, this is my body and this is my choice. And I want to be with who I want to be with and do what I want to do. And then we sort of took that all away. The Me Too movement sort of like washed away what I thought was progress. In my opinion,
I watched episode one of the two episodes of the Evan Rachel Wood documentary last night on HBO Max. It's pretty crazy. It was interesting, yeah, for sure. I mean,
who was that?
That's the girl Marilyn Manson.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
and
yeah.
The whole and there's two like a two part documentary. It's on HBO Max right now. It came out yesterday, I think, of her telling the story, and that she's like, you know, they're trying to like change the he's not, I don't think he has legal trouble pending, he's got cancellation trouble pending. Like, that's his whole thing. It's like, and it's already kind of happening, really. But this is just her going, like, yeah. Like, she says, like, her whole charge isn't to get Marilyn Manson taken down as much as it is to get the statute of limitations changed.
Hmm.
Is what she's ultimately trying to do. But, like, the whole documentary is about her saying what Marilyn Manson did. I don't, she says in that one video, he just started fucking her in front of everybody. Like, maybe. Like, he's definitely.
I mean, did she say no?
She said she didn't know what to do. And
that's, but in my opinion, that's not, that's not necessarily abuse if he's just.
No. Yeah, I don't know. It's all.
Well, it's abuse is
a lot of it's
like illegal is the.
Yeah, here's the legality of his thing. But it's like also when he just shows them right there when he was like, basically, like, you know, almost 40, and she was like 18. And it's like, you just see the thing, and like, it is just like, and also the things I believe for sure that I don't think are weird was his process of like, he was hanging out with her when he was still married. Like, he made a move on her when he was still married, and she was with somebody too. And like, he basically like did all like the, whatever they call it, like love bombing and shit, where it's just he wouldn't leave her alone about how much they were soulmates and meant to be, and blah, blah, blah. And just all
that's
that
a thing.
Stuff.
Love bombing is a thing.
That's what this documentary said.
Is that a form of abuse? Because bitches do that to me nonstop.
No, it's a form of grooming. They say,
Lewis, you're being groomed.
You're being groomed, dude.
Man. All right, let's wrap this one.
Yeah, buddies. Another great one, everybody, and we will catch you back again live Monday when we're from the stand. Right, stand again.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, we're still there. All right, everybody, we'll catch you then. Until then, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch Uncle Magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay.
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong, we're done here. Time to go.